All right. Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. We have winter weather advisory posted for light snow today and tomorrow, into tomorrow morning. Good morning there, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. That is about it. This is a weakening storm over Ohio, so it's not going to bring as much snow to us as it brought to the plains. And we will have the light snow developing probably, I would say, somewhere between 12 and 2, mid-30s. Tonight, snow 2 to 4 inches, 25 to 30. For tomorrow, light snow or snow showers, even a little sun breaking through at times, mid-30s. Then on Thursday, that next storm, storm number 2, misses us, goes out to the Carolinas. Very, very cloudy, windy, low 30s. Friday, coldest day of the week, sunny, icy winds. I'm thinking 20 to 25, may only get to 20 and stay in the teens for most of Friday.
I might have to broadcast from home Friday.
You may. Saturday looks sunny and cold, and we'll be in the 20s. And then it'll cloud up, and we have the next storm that's going to greet us on Sunday into Monday, and that looks like snow. The Euro is, the European model, is trying to delay that, and it's saying more like Monday into Tuesday. We shall see.
Is it going to be a bigger storm?
It should be a bigger storm, yep.
Yeah, yep. I did have somebody ask me a question this morning about the forecast, and it's more of a technical question. That is, light snow developing today, and then tonight, snow 2 to 4 inches possible. Is that 2 to 4 inches accumulation tonight, or does that include the snow during the day?
That includes the snow during the day.
That's what I thought. That's what I said to them. I said, it's just that when you're looking at total accumulations by the time you look at tonight,
yeah,
by the time it all wraps up.
I find it very confusing. Mm-hmm. I find it confusing to say, today, an inch or two.
Yeah.
Tonight, 1 to 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you start throwing all these numbers out, and listeners saying, what do you say? What do you say? 2 to 3? 4 to 4
yeah.
to 5?
Yeah.
6 to 7? So that's why I just usually try to keep the accumulations in one segment of the forecast.
Yeah, no, it's a total accumulation. That's by the time everything wraps up. So we've answered a listener's question this morning.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Hooray for us.
Yeah. Very, very good. In the meantime, that's it. It's just, it's busy compared to the rest of the month. Because January really has been very, very quiet, amazingly quiet.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Connecticut to say, okay, anybody 65 or older, you can register. And it's funny, my daughter Karen, she had a wedding that was scheduled for October of last year. Of course, that was canceled. They had a very close wedding with just her brothers and sisters, her brothers around her and stuff like that. Only about 15 people, but they were going to reschedule it and they were going to have it in April. And everybody thought that it looks like the end of April was going to be pretty good.
Right.
Well, she decided to cancel it all completely because, with the delay in the rollout of the vaccine, and people who might get vaccinated in March might not get really vaccinated until sometime in April. So, she sent around apologies that, we're just going to cancel it. And when we can all get together as a family, we'll all get together as a family.
Oh, okay.
And that's probably the smart thing to do. That's probably because I was looking, once again, Pat, sitting here. Okay, so it's April. So let's say in February they're meant to open up for 65 and plus by the second week of February in Connecticut. So let's say the second week of February I call up and make an appointment. I might not get it till March, or the way things, the bigger the pool that you open up, the longer it takes to get on the list. So I would have been on the cusp of not being able to go anyway.
Right.
Because some people are waiting 30 to 60 days once they register. So,
yeah,
so as sad as the move it was a smart move to make everybody safe,
That's part of the problem with, trying to plan. With this pandemic, it's really, really hard to plan out ahead. And, I sometimes think that, like you said, the less you listen to the news, the better you are. Because when I was listening last night, they were talking about a new strain in the UK,
yeah.
Another new strain. And let's face it, with any virus, there's going to be new strains. You don't hear about it during the flu season because
there's annual flu shots because the strain, the flu, it changes. Right. So every year people go get flu shots. It's not the same flu shot. It's a different one for each year. And I think what's going to happen with COVID-19 is they're going to call them booster shots. Every year you're going to go get a booster shot.
A booster shot. Okay. Well,
it's just one of those things that I think we're all going to have to learn to live with as this thing moves around the globe again and again and again and again and mutates and changes.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. And, the biggest problem in New York right now is that they ran out of vaccines. So they're waiting for a new supply because our medical facility that we go to, they sent an email that said that they've been authorized to give the vaccine, but they haven't gotten the shipment yet. As soon as they do, they will be contacting us either by text or email. So I'm sitting tight. That's all.
We closed down airspaces against people coming in. And here's the thing about closing down airspace. It's a wise move. Okay, it's a smart move. It's a safe move. But a better move would be to invest more money into putting testing kits out, those rapid testing kits at airports. And if people have come and they haven't tested within 24 hours for COVID-19, you have to test them there and they have to sit their butt in a waiting room and see what happens. Because the rapid testing ones, the new ones they have, can do it in like 25 to 30 minutes. And that would keep, commerce open. There's just so many if, ands, or buts out there. California finally got rid of their mandatory stay-at-home order because their levels are coming down. And now people are complaining, well, they just started to come down. What can you do? You have to find a delicate balance in life. You know what I mean? I mean, you just can't lock yourself away forever and think that it's going to work. So it's a mess, Pat. It's a mess.
It's a mess. But, thank God, in New York, when I listened to Cuomo yesterday, everything is coming down. So, it's pretty much what they thought was going to happen. After the holidays, it was going to peak into mid-January and then come down. So now we just have to pray that, no new variants start popping up, because I hear that the Brazil variant popped up in Minnesota. One person has it there.
Well, here's the problem. By the time everything quiets down, guess what time it is again?
Summer.
Spring break.
Right.
And so spring break comes, and you know that college students are going to go to spring break. And so that's spring break is the end of February?
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah, but don't you think that they're all going to be a little...
No!
I guess not.
Think back to when you were late high school college student.
Well, this is where the local governments have to step in.
But you think...
So spring break in Florida, you know what I mean? They're just going to have to say, because of the pandemic, all beaches are closed. All bars and restaurants are closed during spring break. So what are these college students going to try to do?
I don't know, but all I know is that, when you're younger, you're invincible. Like, I'm paying the price right now with my knees because, for so many years I did so many different things and I didn't care about my weight one way or the other because I could do things. So now it ends up sooner or later I'm going to need each knee replaced, okay? Well, I'm not going to take back what I did in my life. I enjoyed everything I did. And I'll sooner or later, when I can fit it in and do it, I'll get my knees fixed. But, when you're young, you just don't. I'm not giving it as an excuse. It's not a good excuse. But we've all been there. We've all done things when we were younger that are stupid that we don't do now. Even though I do some stupid things now, but that's me.
Yeah, I know. I think it's something that, again, I really do think it's something that local governments will have to address, and they better start addressing it soon.
All right, so now we've got 2 to 4 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. Probably the higher elevations above 1,000 feet have more snow?
A little bit more, not much, maybe an inch or so.
All right, and then the next chance for snow is either Sunday night into Monday or Monday into Tuesday.
Tuesday, right.
And so that means we'll have it once again. We'll continue to have snow on the ground. So,
yeah.
But I'll tell you about it. It was so nice getting up this morning and seeing the temperature was 23 degrees. It was so nice.
But yeah, I'm right. Because come Friday, you're going to be hoping
right.
for 23 degrees.
Well, on those words, I'll ski you tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.